relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. And we are back. How did you like that? A whole hour. That's a little bit of a gem, isn't it? Especially on a Friday with Sarah Carter. I think we'll have to post the whole hour as one segment. You'll find us on our new YouTube. This is, of course, America First, and I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. How did we get to where we are today is one of the first questions she asked. Let's talk about how we got there. This is an extract from The War for America's Soul. I dedicate a whole chapter to understanding how one of our parties became a radical extremist party, and it goes back far in history. Play the audio cut from The War for America's Soul. Antonio Francesco Gramsci is the ideational grandfather to all that threatens modern America and our freedoms today. From Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal to the violence of Antifa. His writings, penned in an Italian prison cell, would be leveraged by the Hungarian Jewish writer and politician György Lukács, each sharing the conviction that communism had failed in established Western democracies, as opposed to the backward and mostly peasant society of Tsarist Russia, because these societies are too resilient and too developed. For Marxism to flourish in the rest of Europe and America, these bourgeois societies must be dismantled piece by piece from the inside. The New Left took that realization and from it fashioned a political platform that now forms the Democrat Party's Articles of Belief. From Obamacare's unprecedented intrusion into private healthcare choices to the anti-scientific insanity of transgenderism and beyond. This isn't a random accusation devoid of context, an accusation floating in space. The path from Gramsci to Lukács to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar can be mapped historically, geographically, and institutionally. Institutionally, the story moves to Germany and a wealthy philosophical playboy named Felix Weil, who used his family's wealth to make a home for these radical ideas under the name the Institute for Social Research. Funny how they always find the most innocuous and anodyne labels for their nefarious activities. You may have heard of the Institute by its other name, based upon where it was founded. The Frankfurt School. Here, Weil gave a home to Lukács, as well as to a German philosopher named Max Horkheimer, a man most Americans have never heard of, but whose lethal ideas now dominate American colleges. Horkheimer, like Gramsci and Lukács, recognized that Marxism would not prevail against established and robust developed societies. The status quo in the West was simply immune to radical ideas of social justice and equality enforced by state fiat. So he came up with an otherwise inoffensive-sounding weapon to destroy that status quo, critical theory. According to this theory, which now dominates the social sciences across America and most of the Judeo-Christian world, the current state of affairs must be relentlessly challenged on all fronts. Because power is in the hands of those who do not deserve it, all standing relationships and all dominant concepts must be criticized and dismantled, even language itself, until modern society lies deconstructed in pieces and incapable of defending itself from being rebuilt along Marxist lines. Horkheimer recruited fellow traveler philosophers who hated the traditions of the West, including Herbert Marcuse, Theodor Adorno, and Eric Fromm. Their names are revered by today's leftist radicals who have put into action their prescription that the West's Judeo-Christian, democratic, and capitalist institutions must be repeatedly attacked until their collapse, starting with the family and ending with the nation-state itself. In the years following the war, the proponents of critical theory would work their insidious Marxist magic on pillar after pillar of American society, finding their own fellow travelers, starting with journalist Edward R. Murrow and working through to other incredibly influential cultural actors such as Dr. Benjamin Spock. Spock adopted their radical ideas, advocated their use in a new way to raise American children, and wrote a revolutionary book titled The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care, which would go on to sell more than 50 million copies. Marcuse took the deconstructionist ideas of his mentor, Martin Heidegger, and promulgated them across academe until he was recognized as the father of the New Left. Heidegger's ideas were also central to the ideology of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, underlying, again, that Marxism, fascism, and National Socialism have much in common. Marcuse's genius was to see that the Marxist expectation of a revolution happening in America was a fantasy. Marx predicted the ineluctable clash with the capitalists and the bourgeoisie because, sooner or later, the working class would simply have enough of being exploited, and the class war would explode by itself. But Marcuse realized that America is a nation uniquely unburdened by a class structure, at least in the way most European nations are defined along incredibly strict stratifications of class distinction, down to how one's class can be identified almost immediately by one's accent. In America, the boundless upward mobility afforded by a republic based on the rights of the individual as opposed to the privileges of a special class are how an autodidact prairie lawyer like Abraham Lincoln could become president, or how Barack Obama, the biracial son of a single mother, could do exactly the same. Fomenting a class war was clearly not going to work in a country where even the idea of class distinctions was frowned upon by the majority. Social strife was to be exacerbated so that established societal structures could be dismantled. Marcuse found another dividing line that could be exploited to exacerbate social strife and dismantle societal structures: victim groups. Who needs a proletariat to build a revolution on when you can say that women are victimized by men? When you can perpetuate a sense of exploitation by stoking tension between white Americans and non-white Americans, or even between homosexual Americans and their heterosexual neighbors? Andrew Breitbart, as usual, so eloquently expresses this approach when he describes Marcuse's mission, quote, to dismantle American society by using diversity and multiculturalism as crowbars with which to pry the structure apart, piece by piece. We owe so very, very much to Andrew Breitbart. That's just an extract from my new book, The War for America's Soul. It's a straight line from Gramsci through Lukács, Adorno, Marcuse, Saul Alinsky, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and AOC. For all the details on how we arrived at where we are, what it's going to take to defeat the radicalized left, the new left in America that really does hate our country. Read the whole book. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and, of course, the Audible version that I read the rest of wherever you get your Audible from. Lastly, since it's Christmas, how about a signed copy? If you want a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, you can go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. If you order the book there, it'll be a signed copy, and we'll throw in a little treat for you. 3 months, free membership of my exclusive subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet. And don't forget the bonus chapter. We went back to the White House earlier this year with Jeff, my producer, sat down in the Oval Office, and we have an exclusive interview with the 45th President of the United States, Donald Jonathan Trump. Next, here on America First, your opportunity to ask Dr. G anything. You know the number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And later, Second Amendment Friday with John Patton of the Gun Collective. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
As a retired RN, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have good food. It's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because for the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And the painful brown spots, they're gone. There's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. regardless of your religious beliefs or even if you don't have any. I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Prison Fellowship. Why is it important? Because if you've had an amazing year, if you've lived a blessed life, if you're just thankful for anything, it is incumbent upon you to give thanks. And there are, I know, millions of ways to do that, but how about this? How about helping a child this Christmas who needs your help? Why? Because they have a parent in the prison system. That's what the Angel Tree Fellowship does right now. You can donate $22 to provide a Christmas gift, a message of the gospel, and we will organize for that child to get a message from their parent behind bars. All thanks to you. Shed a little light. Yuletide blessing this Christmas. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click the Angel Tree banner and give a gift today. Think of this, $110. Is that a lot of money? It might be, but it gives five children a better Christmas. Please help them. The Prison Fellowship will thank you. I thank you. And the children you help will thank you. You can call them at 800-206-9764. That's 800-206-9764. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. I love having a platform where I can watch people on that thing called YouTube. I can watch people on television. I can listen to podcasts. And then I can say, hey, track that man down, or I'll send them a DM. Get that woman on my show. And what happens? Like magic. It's like Christmas morning. And here we are with one of those individuals, John Miller. He is White House correspondent for The Blaze, formerly CRTV, a man who interviewed me at the beginning of my tenure in the White House. Is this true?
It is true. It was a mess. It was a mess. I think it was
what?
One of my
did I,
first
what did
interviews.
I do wrong?
No, I was a mess.
It was your second day, right?
Okay, it was my second or like third day. It was in the middle of July, and so it was like 110 degrees. And I actually had a shirt on, and I have pictures of this. My shirt is soaking wet from my sweat. And we had like a roll of paper towels, and it was just like, all right, I guess this is DC in the summer. But it was
an
experience. Edited, it turned out fine.
Well, you're doing well. You are doing so well. You are what Stephen Colbert used to be. You're smart, you're sharp, and you're funny.
And that's the thing. The problem is with people like Stephen Colbert is that they don't acknowledge that they are political actors.
No.
They refuse to acknowledge that I have a political agenda. I'm trying to push it. Right. I have opinions. And, you know, and then they hide behind the fact, oh, I'm just a comedian. The things I say don't matter. Why don't you just be out front with it?
And,
you know,
and be funny, because
he used to be
but
funny.
But not anymore.
Right. No, he's not funny anymore.
You're trenchant and funny, John.
And that's the thing, is that we try to weave together the two. And I think it is possible,
right,
you know, be informative and comedic at the same time. They don't get that anymore.
You walk that line very well. Follow this man at Miller Stream on Twitter. Check out his program on Blaze, White House Brief. I want to show you a video, and then I want to get your professional take, Mr. Miller, as White House correspondent. This is my buddy, full disclosure, James Rosen of Sinclair, talking about this little incident with somebody called Nancy Pelosi. This is video cut number one. Play video.
Not anybody in the world. Don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
Yes, you did.
I asked a question.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi erupted Thursday when asked a simple, if pointed, question as she left her weekly news conference.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker?
Pelosi, who had earlier announced House Democrats are drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump, insisted the move is informed only by the president's conduct and constitutional duties, and the speaker invoked her religion in heated terms.
This is about the Constitution of the United States, and as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
President Trump weighed in on Twitter, posting that Nancy Pelosi just had a nervous fit. She says she prays for the president. I don't believe her. Republicans at Wednesday's hearing had identified animus towards the president as a motivating factor behind impeachment.
Because you just don't like the guy.
They don't like his policies. They don't like him as a person. They hate his tweets.
After Pelosi's angry denial of hatred for the president, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy doubted her candor.
I think I have a hard time believing her.
Other Democrats have taken pains to dispel any notion that there is anything personal about the impeachment drive.
During the Nixon impeachment, the Judiciary Committee said, quote, "The purpose of impeachment is not personal punishment. Its function is primarily to maintain constitutional government."
Speaker Pelosi's outburst marked what may be the first injection of religion into the impeachment controversy. It also illustrated how tempers are rising as the key votes are approaching. On Capitol Hill, James Rosen.
John Miller, White House correspondent for The Blaze. I'm not going to ask you to qualify how the Catholicism of Nancy Pelosi, but is it wrong for a reporter to ask the question, do you hate the president you're trying to remove from office?
Right. Well, I mean, you consider that in comparison to the questions that the president gets asked by most reporters. the only thing I'll give James Rosen some heat for is that the answer is obvious, which is yes. I mean, obviously.
But that's James. He's a straight shooter.
We all know the answer to the question, though. Does she hate the president?
Right.
You talk to anyone at the White House. Anytime she comes out of a meeting with the president, she's steaming hot. Of course she hates the guy.
This is a woman, let's just remind the world, who went to a meeting at the White House and called the president a criminal.
This is a woman who removed Thomas Jefferson's parliamentary procedures, literally had it removed from the House rules so that she could get on the House floor and call the president a racist.
John Miller, would you stop talking about facts, please? Next, I'll be accusing you of being a journalist.
And then she says, well, I'm a Christian, you know, a very full of pro-abortion.
Love. Full of love.
Yeah, full of love. That's what I think when I see Nancy Pelosi.
Let me get your take on this. This is Chris Matthews mind-blowingly responding to the James Rosen Catholicism incident. Cut four.
Her leadership in this historic moment has been stunning, and it should terrify Donald Trump. Did you see how well Pelosi handled the shot today about hating Trump? And she turned to the guy and said, as a Catholic, I resent that. She had complete control.
Yes.
I think it may have been her finest hour this morning already.
You're laughing, John. You're laughing.
Complete control. She didn't even have control over her motor functions. She can't even speak without slurring the words and smacking her teeth together. I mean, the complete
teeth,
control.
Teeth.
Her teeth, quote unquote.
Wooden dentures left over from Washington, please.
Yeah, she's been quoting Washington and the founders and revere. You know, all of a sudden the Democrats.
The great constitutionalists.
They
are suddenly originalists. Who knew the Democrats were originalists?
They love the founding so much and the great wisdom of the founders. No, she had complete control of the situation. This was her finest hour, bumbling and stumbling through her answer. And then all of a sudden at the end, she just says, shame
climate
on you.
Change. Yeah. No, climate change. Exactly. She actually said climate change. This, Stephen Colbert, get out of the way. John Miller is here. Follow this man. We have another segment with him. At least he is Miller Stream. He is the White House correspondent for The Blaze. And his career just took off as soon as he interviewed me. So you know what
there
to
you
do.
Go.
Okay, you're going to be a national asset. You're going to outdo Stephen Colbert if you interview me on a very hot, sticky July day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the Salem Radio ReliefFactor.com studios just outside. It's less sticky and hot now, but it's still an insalubrious, fetid swamp. Of course, I'm talking about Washington, D.C., back here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, and John Miller. Don't touch that dial.
If
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
Shopping online this holiday season? Finding the perfect gift from your computer, tablet, or smartphone is a breeze. Just a few taps, and you're done. But all that online shopping, it could expose your personal information and leave you potentially vulnerable to identity theft. And you may miss identity theft by just monitoring your credit, like someone selling your info on the dark web or taking an online payday loan in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond, not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio discount. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 30% off or more.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by No Safe Spaces.
Second military base shooting this week. This time it's a naval air station, Pensacola. We have the latest update. There was a classroom shooting Friday morning. 4 dead, including the assailant, who now turns out to be a Saudi national. He is an officer who was attending flight school at the naval air station from Saudi Arabia. How is this possible? He had to be killed by sheriff's deputies. You're in a flipping U.S. military airbase. Where are the MPs? Where's the guards? Where are the guys who just go to the flipping cabinet and get their M4s or their M9s?
God bless the sheriff's deputies, but seriously, something's wrong with that picture. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're back with our friend John Miller. Can I please recommend, if you haven't seen it already, the incredible new film. It is the second highest grossing documentary after that garbage. What's his name? The big fat guy? You know, with the baseball hat anyway. Don't put your head in your hands, Leroy. You know. Yeah, that's why, because he's irrelevant. The guy who did the Flint, Michigan stuff. Anyway, this is called No Safe Spaces. It's a documentary about the craziness of the left, what it means for the future of our republic. It's by Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. What a pair. Check it out. Go and see it. Find out where it's on nearest to you at nosafespaces.com. That's nosafespaces.com/theaters. I've seen it. It's fabulous. John,
The guy you're thinking about, by the way, is Michael Moore.
He's a professional. I'm just a
who's been
talent.
Sobbing because he said, oh, dear God, I hope the Ukraine stuff doesn't turn out like the Russia stuff, which is obviously a complete dud. And he's just
What happened to that Russia stuff?
Oh, I think that it turned out to be a complete hoax. I think that's what happened to it.
So I have to ask you this because this is the perennial question that just always comes back to me. You're in there. You're in the media. You have flair because you make it entertaining. It's humorous, but it's still talking about things that are happening. It's going to get worse before it gets better, isn't it?
I hope it gets better.
But the coverage is going to get worse, isn't it? I mean, the standards of the media aren't going to improve.
They're gone. I mean, I keep on saying, how does it get any lower than this? And then I realize it has. And, you know, today, for instance, you know, you had, 266,000 new jobs created that they didn't expect. It was 79,000 jobs higher than all the experts predicted. That's the big story.
Right.
I mean, that's the story. What are they talking about? They're talking about the sham of impeachment hearings, which, you know, all of the witnesses, none of them, they all literally said, I wasn't aware of any quid pro quo. None of them have any idea of what actually happened. We're all witnesses. You know, they call these people witnesses.
We don't know what the crime is, John.
There's no crime. And I really want to go out to the street and just start asking people, what is the president being impeached for? Because with Nixon, with Clinton, you can say, well, you know, he was impeached for lying about a sexual affair.
And suborning perjury, telling others to perjure themselves.
Right.
Nixon, cover-up of the break-in. Here it's what? Fighting corruption in Ukraine.
A phone call.
Corruption in Ukraine.
It's astonishing. And yet CNN, if you watch CNN, I'm a weirdo and I, you know, hate watch these channels. You watch CNN.
Is that what it's called? Hate watching?
That's what I call it.
That's good. Hate watching.
And I'm sitting there and they're saying this is the most momentous story of our time. This is the biggest story of a generation.
Okay, stop here. Do they believe that?
I think they do.
Because that's scary. If they're lying, I get it. But if they actually believe this garbage, that's even more scary.
I'm between the two. I'm always like, are they just doing this because they think that, you know, it's effective. But it's not effective. Their ratings aren't that good. CNN's ratings aren't good.
We have triple the listenership of CNN.
Right.
This new show. Triple. Right. And it's their CNN.
And they've been around for, you know, decades. Yeah. Right. So it's not working. So, you know, if this is their business model, oh, we'll just lie to our viewers and, you know, and because we want to do it for the ratings, then it's not effective. So they must have worked themselves up into a tizzy.
Last 60 seconds with our buddy, John Miller, from the Blaze White House correspondent. What happens if the president wins in 300?
You mean when he wins?
Shh. The bad guys might be listening. Don't give them a heart attack. What happens if the president wins in 332 days? What's going to happen to these people?
If they don't commit suicide, they're going to... It's going to be a mass Heaven's Gate event. Yeah, heaven. That's where they're all headed. I don't know, because they swore they would completely rethink everything and, you know, and reevaluate their journalistic standards and understand why Trump won. And they never did it.
They actually said that right after the election. It was New York Times. The publisher.
Yep,
said,
exactly.
Oh, we got it wrong. We're going to have to... And what happened?
They didn't. They found anonymous sources who had gossip about the president, and they completely just went off the rails. So...
This is exactly what I expected. Far too much fun. John Miller, will you come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Keep doing what you do, because that Colbert dude is done. But get a fork, stick it in him. He is done. Follow this man. He is MillerStream on Twitter. He is the White House correspondent for The Blaze, and he is the host of White House Brief. The call board is full. Don't go anywhere. Lee, Ken, Kristen, Cynthia, and Ray in Livermore. We love Ray in Livermore. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com. Studios Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that is natural. And pain relief that has no negative side effects. That's important. We know you have choices. If you suffer from everyday aches and pains, it can be over-exercising, age, whatever it is. Just try this option. I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years. When Pete and Seth Talbot came to me, I said, I'm not going to endorse a product unless it's real and it works. I took Relief Factor twice a day for 2 weeks. I lost my pain, and I'm still pain-free 11 months later. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the country. See their testimonials. Just their faces speak for the reality of what Relief Factor does at relieffactor.com. You can find out if you're the next success story by going to relieffactor.com, ordering your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And remember, look at the names of the people here at Salem who endorse it along with me. Dennis Prager, come on. Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, do yourself a favor. As my old boss said, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls next here on America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I have to say, you know, I'm a you know, very active person. I have my own business and I run around all the time. And I actually work out, I lift weights. And I started taking the Balance of Nature in the beginning, and it was an amazing thing. It's helped me with everything. I used to say, I don't feel old, but I don't feel young anymore. But since taking the Balance of Nature, I have to say, I'm starting to feel young again.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, General Gorka.
I was not a general ever. I played at soldiers in the British Reserves, but thank you for the endorsement.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Can I gush about my old boss? We went to the White House earlier today for the Christmas party. He gave me 3 shout-outs from the podium. What a dude. Can you call the president a dude? I just did. It's out there! I did it. Thank you, Mr. President. Melania looked stunning. stunning, as usual. I'll be sharing all kinds of videos and fun stuff and some audio from today's Christmas party. It was a treat. With the Marine Corps band playing your favorites, and none of them had been politically correct. None of them had been edited for political correctness. Merry Christmas to you all. Let's go to your calls. What happened to our buddy? We lost our buddy, Ray. I guess he had to do something much more important. But is there anything more important than talking to our audience across the nation? Let's go to line one, Lee in San Diego. Welcome, Lee.
Hello, Dr. G. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically. I just want to say you own about a quarter of my waking life now with this fantastic show.
That's what we like to hear.
Well, it's true. So my question for you is, when you look at the effect, and the reason I ask this is because nobody seems to have ever mentioned it, not that I've seen, the effect of the 2018 or the Mueller investigation, the ongoing Mueller
On the midterms, yes.
I've never seen anybody discuss it. I'm just wondering, maybe those seats are already flipped.
Yeah, a couple of people mentioned it, and otherwise it just wasn't a topic. But you're absolutely, there's no way that the 20-month, $35 million Mueller probe that brought up nothing did not affect the midterms while it was happening. So how does that translate, Lee, to what you're seeing now with impeachment?
I just don't see it happening. It's a suicide mission for Pelosi and Schiff. I think those seats are already flipped back. And, for example, you just take a look at Roswell Rachel's, a decrease in audience overnight. I think she lost about half her audience.
Did you make that overnight. Up? Where did that come from, Roswell Rachel Maddow? I love that.
I think I might have heard that from you or Dan Bongino.
Not me. Maybe Dan. That sounds like Dan. We're going to keep that one. I like that. Roswell Rachel Maddow. Just even if you didn't come up with it, Lee, you deserve to be recognized. Do you have a copy of my book, The War for America Solely?
Oh, I would love to have a copy of your book.
Stay on the line. We will get a dedicated copy to you. Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Let's go to San Francisco. Cynthia, line four. Cynthia, turn the radio off and pick up the phone. Cynthia, stop feeding the dog. Are you trapped under something heavy? Rob, line five. Arizona, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. It's great to hear your voice again. I called you a couple other times. I finally finished your book. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I wanted to weigh in a little bit, the Pensacola shooting. First of all, that's where I got my wings when I became a Navy.
No way. What did you fly? What did you fly?
F-14 Tomcat.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, now, I've talked to you twice before. I had a couple of things about the Pensacola thing that a lot of people don't realize.
Go ahead. Share with us from the inside.
Well, first of all, the base is, hold your breath, a gun-free zone.
Gun-free zone. So a military base, part of the armed forces, is a gun-free zone?
It's a gun-free zone, which, of course, begs the question, and you even brought it up a few minutes ago. It took the Pensacola police or the Escambia County Sheriff.
It was the Escambia County Sheriff's, yeah.
Yeah, to take the guy down.
So hang on a second. So this is weird because I remember there was that Marine Corps recruiting office shooting about 2 years ago, and there was a hullabaloo because there was some policy from the Obama years, actually it might have been earlier, about gun-free zones, and it was supposed to be changed. Are you telling me that Pensacola still is gun-free?
That's correct, sir. And when I was going through and throughout my Miramar years, then we had Marines that were armed on the base, checking IDs, making sure every single individual was checked.
Right.
Now, I don't know is whether or not these foreign students live on the base or, in the BOQ or what. I suspect they do.
I would suspect as well, yeah.
Yeah, and I think what probably happened somehow, he managed to get a weapon smuggled onto the base. because he was a foreign student, they probably didn't bother checking his trunk or inside his car.
Right.
And lo and behold, here you have it. But I think the gun-free thing started under the Clinton administration.
Yes, I think you're right. I think it was the Clinton administration. Yeah. But let me just go back to this report. This is from Fox 9. This is a local report reportage. Two sheriff's deputies from the Escambia County Sheriff Department had to kill this Saudi active shooter. Now, how long does it take for a local sheriff even to penetrate onto a military base, then locate the active shooter, and then kill them? I mean, it just beggars belief that an armed unit or just a local MP unit isn't dealing with, or the Marines, because it's a Navy base, so it's got to be Marines, right?
That's right. And well, they used to, and
right.
I think they may use some enlisted Navy people, but I don't believe they have weapons to them. But it also makes you worried because I know getting onto Pensacola, you have to cross a bridge, and they usually have a long line just to get in. And of course, they did a base lockdown, which means that, you know, the cops had to probably navigate around all these cars that are parked just to get up to the gate, which probably took 5 minutes to do that.
Right. Something stinks here, my friend Rob. Something stinks.
Absolutely.
And three people are dead. God bless the local sheriff's deputies who brought some justice at the end of a gun barrel, but we need to know the full facts. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for your service. Tom Katz, when am I going to get to ride in a jet? Come on. It's out there now. I like rotary wings as well. Whatever you want. Battle carrier groups. I'm ready. Just, you know where to find me. Sebastian Gorka, this is America First. Great calls. Leonardo's back. Ken, Kirsten, Cynthia. Cynthia maybe has picked up the phone. We'll get back to her in a moment. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's real. It's natural. It works. I don't have a script. If the camera were on me now, you would see I don't read any of this. Why? Because I live it. Like all those Americans out there who are so grateful for what Pete and Seth Talbot have created. Yes, they're great businessmen. Yes, they know what they're doing when it comes to advertising, but they're on a mission. They have a familial incentive. I don't want to go into the details, but somebody who they loved was in pain and they wanted to help them. And they came up with this incredible combination of resveratrol, curcumin, and omega-3s that attacks pain at the source of the pain, which is inflammation. And it is truly remarkable. Look at the video testimonials at relieffactor.com if you want to see the evidence of how powerful this supplement is. And you can find out if you are the next success story by just going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering your 3-week quick starter pack. It's just the initial 3 weeks. I guarantee you, if you take it for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. And it costs $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day. Is that worth it to you? I know it is. ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here on America First. The number is 833-334-6752.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data
data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
You can try, but it'll fail, especially if you get a good night's sleep. How do you do that? You're asking me. I can hear across the nation the clamoring calls. How does he do it? He sleeps on over Mike Lindell's pillows and his Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets, for which you can get the biggest discount Mike has ever offered. Why? Because you're part of my America First family. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Secret code G-O-R-K-A. And from now on, all live reads will be done with a fifth of Beethoven underneath, because it just is... it just feels right. Let's go to Cynthia. She's back. It says she's back on my call board. Line 4, Cynthia in San Francisco. Are you back, Cynthia?
I had to get a lifesaver, but I...
A likely story. A likely story. Carry on. Carry on.
Well, I tell you, no, I'm going to be serious for a minute, because I have never heard a more brilliant... I'm mesmerized. I've gotten 4 of your books. I've given them all away, so I have to go get another one.
God bless.
That was the most unbelievably, I've never heard a description of this, the insidious pathway from there to here, where we are.
You mean the extract, the extract we played of the plotters?
Yes, it was so brilliant, I can't even stand it. It was absolutely brilliant. What I want to say, if I can just be a little personal for a minute.
Yes.
For myself, I'm not going to.
It's okay, nobody's listening, it's just 2 million people, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you described something that is just so horrifying on a macro level. What gave me chills, why I literally had to reach for my lifesaver, was on a micro level, I was in an abusive marriage for about 30 years. What you described happens is there is nothing worse. You know, they talk about, let me just put it this way, indoctrination always trumps fear. Over time, and that's what your comment, I think it was to Sarah Carter, where you said it's actually worse today in our country than even in an authoritative government. That was so brilliant.
Because they're doing it voluntarily. That's
right.
The scary
once
thing.
You can get the minds of people. Fear only works so well. And you have to be there with the whip over them all the time, which is a terrible example, but you know what I'm saying. But the point is, once you can change the minds of people, and my marriage after so many years, they say, why did you stay? Because that's all it became. There was no longer an issue. I vanished. I was dissolved as a human being.
Yeah, that's what authoritarian regimes do. You become a non-person, Cynthia.
Absolutely. You are so brilliant, and I'm so honored and thrilled, like that other caller. You take up a large part of my afternoon, but it is worth it. Just to hear that again was just... thrilling, and
Cynthia,
just my own experience.
I want you to keep giving away my books, but not the one I'm going to send you now, because it will be signed to you. Don't you dare give it away, Cynthia.
Now, Dr. Gorka, one quick 2-second thing.
We're out of time. What is it?
The bumper sticker should be Trump 2020, the president of record. That's all you have to
say. The president of record.
They can't argue with
you. All right. Cynthia, stay on the line. God bless you. And everybody else, stay on the line. Wade, Kirsten, Ken, Leonardo.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-in Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest Free.